The teams from three local high schools, Holland, Narden Academy, and Buffalo Academy of the Sacred Heart, are on their way today. In the car on the way to Washington, they should at least be crunching numbers, working through data from notebooks full of altitude readings.
All of a sudden, our rocket went 775 feet. What do we have to change?
That's Sacred Heart's team advisor, Ron Stepien. He teaches physics.
I don't teach them anything. They teach me more than I teach them. The biggest thing is problem solving.
And I've definitely grown a lot in my knowledge of like just math and science.
And junior Anna Brock is already looking at her next big journey beyond this trip.
I want to be something in engineering.
But right now, the numbers are not on her side. 48% of the U.S. workforce is female, yet only 24% of all science, technology, engineering, and math employees nationwide are women. Narden's Sarah Crawford wants to change that.
Science and math are fields that men usually go into, but I think it's a really good example of the power of girls and women.
Cassie Whittemore founded Narden's rocketry team.
I just love it. I wanted Narden to be able to love it too.
Do you picture yourself getting into the sciences as a career?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. NASA would be the dream.
And she proudly wears the NASA logo on her hat.
Yeah, that's my NASA hat I got for my birthday last year. I think it's a good mojo.
Whittemore and Crawford were among several girls in a muddy athletic field at East Aurora High School this last weekend, fine-tuning their rockets and their formulas one last time.
Put an igniter deep inside the engine.
Several mentors, employees from East Aurora's aerospace company Moog Incorporated, stood nearby, helping the girls go over some last-minute recalculations.
Here's my question. Why don't you want to have more data?
During the competition, the students work on everything from weight and altitude calculations.
I'll just go with it.
To rocket construction.
It goes from a smaller diameter to a bigger diameter.
Put your ring and put another fillet.
Moog engineer Nick Knappel.
So right now we have almost 17 schools that we're sponsoring. What we're trying to do here is to grow this STEM program to old Western New York State. Any parents want to have their kids to stay around. Even if Buffalo is not the best place in the world, it's still the best place in the world when you get everything around you.
Okay, timer ready. Two.
Several feet away from a work table with washers and scales and glue and notebooks is the actual launch pad. Moog's Lance Over, himself the father of six girls, is on the whistle, coaching the teams on safety.
Rocket propellant. Each one is about a half a stick of dynamite.
Three, two, one.
And he helps them work with those rockets that don't fire all the time.
I bet it's my wire.
The thing that I love is the amount of failure that they have to deal with, and they've all stuck with it.
Oh, not good.
Oh, man.
It was just twisting and twirling. It really should have been straight and kind of more precise. I think it might have been the fins or the wind. Oh, it doesn't look good.
You learn by failure, and some of them hit the ground hard some days to rebuild.
Moog engineer Ira Johnson is nonetheless impressed.
When they get down to Washington, they have no practice flights. So the first flight, put it on, and that's the number you keep. They need to hit the target altitude of 800 feet. And they need to be within the target time window. So I couldn't get within a foot, 800 feet, with a tape measure on the ground.
And he has plans for the future,
and,
too.
You know, we'd like to be able to get a little more diversity and maybe get a boys' team next year.
Such a team would be more typical. Only 18% of current college engineering students are women, but that is a lot higher than 25 years ago when only 5% were women. Lance Over has worked at Moog since 1981.
The whole company was basically all males, and all dressed in white shirts and ties. And over the years, seen a gradual change from us losing the ties, and now we have more women engineers than male engineers.
But for some of these students, like Sacred Heart's Claire Hajeli and Narden's Cassie Whittemore, that's really no big deal.
For us, because we go to an all-girls school, we don't necessarily think of rocketry as being something that like only guys can do.
I'm inspired by what we're doing here. I'm so happy that Narden has a team in all-girls school, Sacred Heart, Holland. It's like, it makes me feel like I can really do it. I can keep going with this. So.
Competition organizers say that more than 5,000 girls have competed nationwide since 2015 alone. This is the first year that all the Western New York teams are female on their journey to Washington today and beyond tomorrow. Dave Debo, WBFO News.